This is a new episode of the Empower Her podcast with Chrissy Sippy. Today I have the wonderful Ziani. Is that right?
Yes, Ziani.
I got it right. on today, and she's going to talk about her business. And first, before we get into that, I want her to first introduce herself to you all.
Okay, well, hi. Thank you, Chrissy, for having me on this episode.
Oh, you're welcome.
My name is Ziani Ferge. I am a second year college student at Heinz Community College studying film and video. And I own a business called ZMF Studios.
Cool. So, could you explain to the listeners what all ZMF Studios encompass, and also how did it begin?
Well, ZMF Studios is, of course, a female-owned media business. I provide services for headshot photography and promotional videography. Promotional videography is just basically like commercials, but except it's just mainly shared on social media for like businesses and things like that to get your business notoriety on social media, I guess. It kind of began after I graduated high school, a couple of months after. Since I had so much passion for it, I decided to turn it into a business because it was like a little side thing, but I decided to like kind of pursue it, you know.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And it's amazing to know you're fairly young and a business within media, you know. It's like you're walking the journey and kind of doing it.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
Okay. So what or who influenced you to become a photographer?
Well, first I would say that I started out doing all things videography. I really never had an interest in photography at first. But but as I was trying it out and learning more about it, at the same time, my cousin, he had asked me to take some headshots for him, and then that's how I kind of got an interest in it and noticed that I have like some real talent in photography. So yeah, that's how I got started in it.
Cool. And when did you start this again?
My business?
Mm-hmm.
After high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
After, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, like, what would you tell, I guess, a lot of people that were in your shoes? What would you tell them to do differently? Or if there is something that you would have done differently starting out?
Well, I would say to not be easily discouraged by people around you who think that you may not can do it because you're so young. I would just say to just work against that. Because I know I've had a lot of times where I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm giving up. Like, I just can't do it because of my age. People telling me this and that. But, you know, just keep going. Work past that. And, I promise you, if you really want that to happen for yourself, I promise you, you'll work past it and get through it.
You guys heard that. If it is anyone fairly young, you know, trying to get out there, or just people in general.
Right.
Because the main thing is, just like Nike says, just do it. Like,
right.
You can't just get in your head. Because once you start getting in your head, you're getting in your way.
Exactly.
We definitely don't want that.
Right.
So, so who's like your biggest supporter, or who pushed you to kind of continue on even, you know, when you had those moments where you felt like you were younger and stuff like that?
Well, I would say mainly my family. I know I sound like everybody else when I say that, but it's true, though. But my family has always been my biggest supporter, no matter what I have said that I wanted to do in the past. Like, because I know I said I wanted to do many things, but I finally had something that I stuck to. And, yeah, so my family, they've always been my biggest supporter through anything.
That's great. It's always good to have your family,
yes,
to kind of fall back on and you know, get you in line,
right?
So that's really, really, really good.
Yes.
So just kind of curious, even though you're in school for photography and videography and everything, if you had to choose another profession, what would it be?
Well, as I said, I was interested in many things. So I said, once, I think when I was like 7, I always said that I was going to be a lawyer or a news reporter because I was always, going back and reporting stuff to my family. And they would always tell me that, oh, yeah, she's going to be a reporter. She's going to be a news reporter. Or I had said that I wanted to be a coder, which is somebody who like develops a computer and puts in the codes and stuff in like that. And I got into that. And then, but the stuff that I do still do is I draw and then I do poetry. So I would be a poet if it's not if I wasn't a videographer. But yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, before we kind of go on a break, I guess my last question before break would be like, because you do photography and videography, like, do you feel that, I guess, in because you're from Jackson, right? Well, you're kind of not a what they call it, a transplant, because you're from somewhere,
I'm
right?
in the Brandon area, but yeah, you say Brandon Jackson area.
So do you feel that, like, are you like the youngest within that group? Because I know personally like a few people that does photography, but do you feel that it's kind of, I guess, is I guess people only see it necessary for like special occasions. Do you feel like now it's kind of growing to where people are utilizing photographers and videographers for like their businesses and things like this, especially like with COVID going on?
Yeah, I do feel like it's growing because I feel that's a lot of business that I have been getting lately is for people that have been trying to to gain more presence to their business or to anything that they've been having going on. Like people have been still having their weddings and stuff going on. A lot of events have still been going on. And yeah, I think that it's still growing. It's going to be it's forever growing. If I say that.
Okay. Well, you guys, y'all will hear more about her and also her thoughts when we get to the second part of this interview. So, don't leave. We'll be right back. Are back. So, Ms. Ziani, we're now gonna talk about, I guess, some things. I guess typically with each episode, which I have never said it, but I'm gonna go on and say you guys probably noticed it. The second half of the episodes, I always like trying to bring everything together. So, we're gonna talk about today a little bit on is things pertaining to the media. And the first question is, do you feel that social media has a positive or negative influence on society? Of course, you probably have heard this a million times, but just out of curiosity.
Well, I would say that social media is both a positive and negative influence on society. I think that it can be positive in a way that it allows people to network and businesses interact with the customers. And people can like find inspiration in certain areas and share common interests and goals. But it can also be negative when you have people that abuse it, who are saying like hurtful things and being discouraging. And then not only that, but it can also affect the way that we communicate in person. Like people are not excited about talking to someone face to face, or when they do eventually talk to someone face to face, it's like it's such a nerve-wracking thing when it shouldn't be, when that's something that we should already be, used to, so to speak. Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like it can be both in certain ways.
I agree. I definitely agree on that, especially with the communication part, because so many people, they converse, but you could tell maybe like 20 years ago, people were way more talkative than they are now. Like they can go on social media and make a whole like dissertation on whatever, you know, on their social media page, but then when you see them in person, they can't get past like 3 cents.
Exactly right. And so, and me being a young person, I didn't want myself to be like that, because that's like the typical thing that a young person would do, which is like to be comfortable talking behind the screen instead of in person. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to, you know, be able to conversate with people, be able to share knowledge and such things like that. I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be like that.
Yeah, and you don't want to limit yourself,
right?
Because, like you said, people are already automatically assume because what, you're Gen Z?
Yes.
Yeah, you know that. Sometimes I crack jokes on y'all. I mean, I'm a millennial, but sometimes I crack jokes here and there.
I think. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think I'm a millennial too, because my mom always told me that I was. That's how my middle name was inspired. So I think I'm a millennial.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because girl, sometimes I'd be like, okay, now Gen Zers, they be acting like,
yeah.
But again, as not older people say, but as I've heard, when I were their age, they said that the generation before is always like the issue,
right,
of why the next generation is the way they are, even though I think he skipped over us, because like, we had the best of both worlds, but we are not as, trying to think of the right word, but it's not a fan. We're not as, like, needy.
Right.
Or we're not always on this whole tangent that you got to do such and such for me.
Right.
Like, you have no other choice. And with them, it's kind of like, you have no other choice. Mm-hmm. This is what I want. You know, and it's like, bruh,
right?
You don't have to do that. Like, you could we don't have to give you information. We don't have to do things for you. Sometimes you can do things for yourself.
Right, right.
So, yeah. And social media has kind of crippled us, kind of going back to even what I was just saying. Mm-hmm. In a way, it kind of crippled a lot of the younger generations, because they are a little bit more prone to, you know, pick up a phone or
right,
get on the laptop or get on the tablet or get on the game system. Even though we had game systems, our parents had game systems. Mm-hmm. They're more apt to just picking it up and finding entertainment. They find entertainment, socializing, everything.
Right, right. So, yeah.
What is, which I guess is a follow-up question to what you had mentioned about communication. What is the biggest impact of the media on how we communicate?
Well, as we were stating, you know, it kind of holds us back from communicating in person. But in a positive light, I would say that it has encouraged engagement. It has encouraged people being more vocal about their opinion, and it is like really a mainstream of how we have brought change, you know, from the current events that have happened. I feel like that's a positive effect of how the communication is to me.
I definitely agree mm-hmm. on that, because, you know, at one point, kind of going back to our parents and grandparents and stuff, it was all, you know, how like business run word mm-hmm. of mouth. But now that like we are on social media, you're connecting with people we know we aren't going
right.
to see. You know, we can't just walk out the house and say, hey, I see Sally over there in India, mm-hmm. you know. You got social media, you know, to communicate. You got different, like, newspapers. You know, normally you will pay for a newspaper mm-hmm. To be dropped off at your house, which they still do. However, now we can see newspapers from wherever we want to
right,
see them.
Right.
Just, you know, and then still we can communicate about right. those things. So it is great that we do have, you know, it's nothing against the media, mm-hmm. but at least we do have those things, and we can kind of see what's going on and not project certain things or make hypotheses of what we think might be exactly. going on. Because now that we got social media and things like that, we can actually see, because people love recording.
Exactly.
People love going on live, and people love recording stuff, good or bad. Sometimes it's helpful, in some cases. So yes, I think it is a really, really huge positive and a somewhat negative impact, but more of the positive than the negative.
And that's what I've seen going off of what you said about people love video. That's what I've seen for helping me with my business. There are a lot of things that people always say they love to see story, they love to see what you do, they love to see, behind the scenes. So that's what I've been doing. And I wasn't doing that at first. And I was just wondering, what's going on? Why am I having this much engagement and all that stuff? So that's what I just noticed, that you just have to be a little bit more open, with people and kind of let them to get to really know you and not just what your business does. And that's one thing I've kind of learned about running a business.
Yes. Which is going to go into my next question. So, especially dealing with the media. So, what are your thoughts on the saying that social media is a snippet of the positive parts of one's life?
Well, I think the statement is true. Now, don't get me wrong, I think we should share positive things, but I think, and it doesn't mean that you have to share every bad, but I think that people are getting the idea that that is how life is supposed to be all the time. I see my peers around me, they will always say, well, I can't be so happy, as so and so on social media. But we shouldn't always, look to people to say that that's how I can be happy. You need to find it within yourself too. But yeah, I think that kind of goes into that question. I think that's true. Like people do, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's not really a bad thing, but it's just people take it. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but
You're on the right path. Like you're really on the right path.
But yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I just kind of feel like people shouldn't, rely on that, or to make it seem like that's how life is supposed to be all the time when it's not. You do have things that go on behind the scenes. And like I said, you don't have to show all the bad things, but just show that things other than being happy happens.
Yes. Yeah, because I think that one of the biggest things people tend to, like you said, they tend to post like just the positives. But like you also said, a lot of times with business, it's always good to kind of show the behind the scenes. And sometimes if the behind the scenes is somebody sitting in the back eating Apple Jacks and they're supposed to be, getting ready for a next step, it kind of shows you their humanistic side, because we're all human, and we all aren't perfect. We all aren't gonna be this happy-go-lucky person every single time. There's gonna be some good days, gonna be some bad ones. It's gonna be days you might not even want to be bothered, but you don't want to just put this whole persona
That you have every
on, yeah, that you got it. You got it made. You got it going on, So, and that also kind of has an effect on our peers, our younger peers, because just like you said about how some of your peers are like, I hate that I'm not as happy as this next person. And it's mainly because, of course, they look happy. They're on social media. They probably more than I've seen different this that statement brought in different meat from different mediums. They would talk about how, you're thinking that this person is take like they look like the life of the party, but it might just be a photo. Like that they're staging. Like you just never know. So we can't just always compare. Compare sometimes a comparison is a good or bad, and in some instances with like with our younger generation, their comparisons are really, really, really strong. So we just, have to be mindful. And even from a business standpoint, just kind of being mindful of how engaging or interactive or trying to meet people where they are as much as possible. But not change our complete selves, but just say, hey, I'm the person behind the brand.
Completely
So,
fancy, you know.
yes. So, What should youth and young adults consider when sharing and disclosing personal information on social media? Because it's done every. We probably get on Facebook right now, probably find something is it's not bizarre, but they're telling people not to do it. People posting their shot record.
Yeah. Right. Well, I would say to be mindful of like what you said, what they're posting, like shot records and stuff. Don't like post stuff like that. And be mindful who you're communicating with, and not to be so trusting of everyone who is on social media, because we have like a lot of underlying things going on. You know, like people pose as of young people to like predators and stuff like that. You know, not and like you going back to the shot, not to share anything that's like that's too personal. You know, you can be raw, but don't be too raw. You know, like you don't need to show your social security card or anything like that. But yeah, that's how I feel. That's what I would say.
Yes, you're right, because it, I mean, it gets to a point sometimes some people they almost post everything. And or they're kind of disclosing some parts of information that they're not supposed to, or at least try to be mindful of, because they, like you said, there are predators. There are people, I mean, and not even people that's trying to get you for sexual purposes, but even people that rob and do all kind of, or steal your information and say they're you, you know, just to get stuff from people. Like it's very interesting now. I guess it's one of the downsides of, you know, with social media is that people can make themselves into who they want to be. So I'm hoping if there are any guests that are listening to the podcast today that they do understand that it's cool to you know, take photos or pay a professional photographer, like yourself, a videographer, to promote different things or whatever medium you would want to use, but also just be mindful of how you use that piece. Yeah, because it can go left or right.
And I don't want to pick into young people as such as myself, because you know older people who kind of fall into the trap as well. I would say that
just people in general, because we all kind of use social media and just different mediums for whatever we want to, you know. And I guess it's just like a thin line. You can disclose so much information just to make your, you know, like some people only friend people that they know. So they can probably disclose almost everything because, hey, these people know me personally, you know, such and such. But when your page is open, like, you know, they always say, whatever you put out there, you know, it's not ever gone, and, you know, things like that. So I guess it, you know, it all kind of ties in, like, just kind of be mindful, like you said, no matter who it is, because I mean, celebrities get caught all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. We probably can look up on the Shade Room right now and probably find something somebody has either missed leaked a photo or video. It's some of everything. So, hey, I mean, that's what they do, though. It's, you know, not hating on Shade Room or any of those other gossip pages. I mean, that's what they're paid to do, is to release information. So and this is a good conversation, to be honest, and I'm hoping people take on this conversation about the media and about, you know, learning just to follow your path. And that's kind of how we started out, talking about you and your business, ZML Studios, and how you came about, especially being a young person, and now we kind of chatting about how like the use of social media and just using different mediums. So just kind of want to, you know, wrap up the episode a little bit. What's some advice that you would like to inform the listeners to do? And it doesn't matter what age or specifically who, but what would you like for everyone to do this
listening? As I said in the beginning, like, just don't be discouraged. Just keep, if you know this is something that you truly want to do, like, just go after it, no matter how old or young you are. Like, it's no time limit to when you want to do anything, or and then don't listen to anybody. Like, anybody can tell you anything, but as long as you know that in your heart, you know, this is what you want to do, you know, go after it. And then the number one thing that I always say is to absolutely unapologetically be yourself, because that is where this is.
Yes. Yes. Please say that last part again.
Absolutely unapologetically be yourself, because that is where your happiness is.
Yes. Because no matter what, no matter how much you get on social media and post, that, you know, who you say you are, if you don't believe that from within, it does not matter. It's like you just put that out there. Yeah. So, yes. Do you have any upcoming events or projects you're working on, or any specials with your studio?
I have a couple of photo shoots that are coming up, but I'm working on my own personal project. I'm in the process of writing a script for a 10-episode web series. So yeah, I hope to get that done and filmed by the end of this year. That's one of my goals. I've been having that on my mind for a while, so I'm kind of finally getting it started. It'll be written and directed and filmed by me. So yeah, that'll be something to look out for.
Wow. I have to bring you back on to talk about that, or in some type of way, you know, you give me the promotional information so that I can promote that when you want, you know, once you get it up.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. That's really, really cool. So of course, because we're hearing about the show, the upcoming show, what's a way that we can reach you for services?
You can reach me on Instagram and Facebook at ZMF Studios. I'm currently reconstructing my website, so I don't have a website at the moment, but you can email me at zmfstudios19@gmail.com, or you can, if you want a more faster respond, you can contact me at 601-880-0845. Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys definitely reach out to her, especially if you're in the local area, you need a photographer or a videographer. Sound like she, you know, she's a young lady, she's sweet. And it would be great to work with her. And as for me, pretty much this weekend I have the pop-up shop with a business at a business brunch, so I look forward to being a part of that. It's the Curvy Chic Boutique Angle Business Brunch. I think she does like two a year, which is like the main quarter, per quarter. One of a half a quarter mainly for the year. So it's always a great turnout. Different business owners come. It's just always a good, positive space. A year ago, actually around this time, I actually was a speaker for it. And I actually was just starting to create the boutique side of my brand. So to see and be a part of it a year later, it's always a great thing to kind of see the progression of the business. But other than that, you guys, I have nothing else going on other than, you know, of course, another episode of the podcast and connecting with great ladies like yourself.
Well, thank you again for having me on. This was, I hope I wasn't too short or too boring, but thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. You were great. So, next week, you guys, we will be back with another episode.